Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca, and of course, as always, your English will improve today. Now imagine with me for just a moment that you needed to make a very big decision about something, but you didn't really know how to decide. What would you do? I know that you've all experienced this before, right? You have to make that big decision, but it's hard to decide what to do. But hold on for just a moment. What if a machine could do the thinking for you? You no longer have to think. This might seem a little impossible, but this could be the wave of the future. Today's lesson is called Artificial Intelligence, and we're going to be talking about medicine engineering. Medicine and, of course, engineering. Friends, open up your magazines and let's begin talking about artificial intelligence. So, come with me.
Artificial intelligence. Will your job be stolen by a computer? Artificial intelligence, AI, is technology that lets machines do things that require thinking. It is a hard term to define because AI isn't actually one thing. Rather, it's a group of technologies that help machines acquire, understand, and use information to perform tasks. The range of technologies is one of the reasons people use so many different terms to describe AI. In addition to artificial intelligence, terms like machine learning, cognitive computing, and deep learning are common. No matter which term is used, recent developments have received a lot of media attention.
Welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 Artificial Intelligence 这个不可数名词 ，ART 这个字根有人工或技巧的意思，所以 Artificial 是指人工的或人造的。加在一起 ，Artificial Intelligence 就是指人工智慧或人工智能，可以简称为大写的 AI。例如 ，Artificial Intelligence has been intensively employed in the field of medicine。医学界一直以来都大量运用人工智慧科技。或者是 It's widely debated whether or not there should be laws that regulate the applications of artificial intelligence. 人工智慧的应用是否有法应该要有法律的规范一直都被广泛的讨论。接下来我们看的是 cognitive 这个形容词 ,C-O-G-N-I 这个字根有知道的意思。所以 cognitive 是指认知的。例如 ,the book discusses how the environment forms children's cognitive development.这本书讨论环境如何塑造儿童的认知发展。课文中的 cognitive computing 是指认知计算，也就是电脑能够像人一样学习及思考。例如 ,the chess match between a computer and a real chess player demonstrates how advanced cognitive computing can be. 电脑与真人棋手的西洋棋对决展现出认知运算可以有多么先进。
Artificial intelligence. Gabe, are you interested in learning more about artificial intelligence?
Well, you know, it seems like technology is involving or including more and more artificial intelligence these days, so we can't ignore it.
Right, we can't ignore it, and it's important to, I guess, educate yourselves about artificial intelligence, which is what we're going to help you do today.We see an interesting question. Will your job be stolen by a computer? Now that sounds scary.
Well, I have to say, that is one thing that comes to my mind when I think of artificial intelligence. Also, I think of robots, right? Because a lot of robots, they are artificial intelligence. Okay, so is my job or are some people's jobs going to be taken by or be replaced? Are people going to be replaced by robots or things like that? That's a big concern for a lot of people.
Right. And so I feel like that might make people a little concerned, and they might even feel like they don't have any job security.
That's exactly right, and that's a great phrase to know, friends. Job security.
Now, if you have job security, or you're very secure in your job, that just means that your job is likely to be permanent, that you feel very secure. But if you don't feel secure in your job, or if you don't have job security, well, it might be stolen by a computer.
Right. And so we hope that you are all very secure in your jobs, that you don't worry about this. But job security is an issue. It's a major issue, especially when the economy is down. Okay? But again, I hope that that you are in a job that's very stable, that you're not worrying about whether or not you will lose your job or not. So how secure is your job? I just want to remind you that no matter what happens, God is in control and he does have a plan. So we can always be secure in him.
That's right. Great reminder. Artificial intelligence, AI, is technology that lets machines do things that require thinking. Now, I don't always like to think about certain things, so it might be nice to have a computer help me make decisions.
You mean like what you have to do throughout the day, or what kind of things don't you like to think about, Rebecca?
Big decisions. Sometimes you have to make these big decisions, but honestly, to me, it sounds scarier having a computer making those big decisions, because God gave us each our own minds so that we could think, and we could think critically about certain issues.
That's right. Critical thinking is important. Rebecca, would you want artificial intelligence to decide for you whom you will marry?
No.
No, you got to think critically about your partner.
Right. And let's take a look at these words, critical thinking. Mm-hmm. This is just the process of thinking carefully about a subject or idea without allowing your feelings or opinions to affect you. So you think about it critically.
And I often encourage people to think critically or to exercise their critical thinking skills if they are students, maybe young students, in a culture where it's just easy just to listen to the teacher. But actually, I think it's important not just to listen to what the teacher is saying, including us, but to also think about it on many levels. How true is it? When is it true? When is it the most relevant? You need to ask a lot of questions if you're going to think critically.
Exactly. It's hard. It is a hard term to define because AI isn't actually one thing. Rather, it's a group of technologies that help machines acquire, understand, and use information to perform tasks. Now let's go ahead and jump down to the last line in this section, starting with no matter. No matter which term is used, recent developments have received a lot of media attention. So you could actually say that they've received good and bad press. This is just criticism or praise that appears in the newspaper.
And it seems like artificial intelligence has gotten a lot of bad press, okay? So they've received negative media attention. Mm-hmm. I think a little bit of positive attention as well. So anyway, they've gotten press, okay? They've gotten good press. They've gotten bad press. Well, hey, we have a lot to learn about AI, but right now it's time for us to go to
the InfoCloud.
Hello and welcome to InfoCloud. Today I want to talk about artificial intelligence.
That is a big topic. AI can be found in many of the electronics around us, from cell phones to computers to cars to robots. AI has become part of our lives.
That's true. But what I really wanted to talk about was artificial intelligence as it can be seen in pop culture.
That's a great idea. Whether it is books or movies, AI has captured the imagination of many, sometimes inspiring progress and greatness, and at other times inspiring fear.
This fear is often caused by the idea that AI will overpower people and robots will be in charge while humans try to survive in an unfriendly world.
This can be seen in movies like The Matrix, RoboCop, Terminator, or Blade Runner, but it is a much older idea than these modern movies.
Right. The author Samuel Butler wrote about the possibility of machines gaining consciousness way back in the 1800s. People laughed at this idea at the time, but as we can see, AI is everywhere.
Now all that's left to be seen is, should we embrace the advancement of AI, or should we be worried about robots taking over like they do in the movies?
一直以来 ,artificial intelligence, AI, 人工智慧或人工智能都是美国好莱坞相当热门的电影题材。像是经典的魔鬼终结者、机械战警和去年刚上映的 Blade Runner, 银翼杀手都是在炒热未来 AI 人工智慧的产物。AI 未来的发展会如何？会不会反过来控制人类？但其实 AI 产生强势主导性的议题早就在19世纪就已经出现在英国反传统作家 Samuel Butler 的作品当中，当时大家一笑置之。在21世纪的今天， AI 人工智慧科技已经渗透到我们生活的各个层面，未来的发展令人期待。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about artificial intelligence. Now, what is artificial intelligence all about? That's a very good question.But I do have another question for you. Do you feel like your job is secure? Well, is it possible that with artificial intelligence, your job could possibly be taken over by a computer? I sure hope not, but who knows? Well, let's continue learning about artificial intelligence now.
Artificial intelligence. Some have welcomed the technology because of things that AI makes possible. For instance, AI will have a big impact on areas like medicine and engineering. But the attention has also produced a lot of fear and caution. In particular,Many are concerned about the effects AI could have on people's jobs. Unfortunately, the media excitement is often a distraction that causes people to miss an important point. Since AI isn't just one thing, we aren't waiting for it to be invented. Rather, the technology is undergoing a long development process. AI isn't coming.It's already here.
OK, 继续我们看的是 distraction 这个名词 DIS 这个字首是指离开 TRACT 这个字根有拉的意思所以 distraction 在这里是指分散注意力的事或者是使分心的事例如 many teachers have found that social media can be a distraction for students during class. 许多老师发现媒体社交网络有可能会让学生上课不专心。Distraction 也指心烦意乱或苦恼。这个时候它就是一个不可数名词。例如 the loud music from our neighbor's house is driving me to distraction. 邻居房子里传来的吵闹的音乐让我没有办法专心。 所以我们看的是 undergo 这个动词 ,undergo 是指经历或经受，通常是指不愉快或者是辛苦的事。至于它的过去式是 underwent, 过去分词是 undergone。例如 ,after the football team underwent intensive training for 6 months, they won game after game. 这支美式足球队经过6个月密集的严格训练之后，拿下一场又一场的胜利。或者是 the patient has undergone 3 major surgeries but is still in critical condition. 这位病人已经经历了3次重大手术，但是现在病况还是很危机。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Now this section starts off with the word some. Some have welcomed the technology because of things that AI makes possible.Now let's take a look at this phrase, to make something possible. This just means that something else allows something to happen.
Yeah, so for example, perhaps you want to make videos and show the whole world. Well, YouTube makes it possible for you to do that very quickly, right? You can make a video and then upload it right away, and then the whole world can see your video.
Exactly. So back to AI. AI makes certain things possible that maybe weren't possible before. For instance, AI will have a big impact on areas like medicine and engineering. Now let's take a look at the phrase to have a big impact on something. This just means that there's a powerful effect, or something affects something in a powerful way, and it could be a personor a situation.
And it kind of makes me think of natural disasters. I mean, whether it's a hurricane or typhoon or a tornado, an earthquake, the earthquake had a big impact on the city, and a lot of buildings were ruined, and a lot of people's lives were affected. So think of another way, think of other things that can have a big impact on our lives.
Exactly. Now, earlier...we learned that AI has received a lot of bad press. Well, we read, but the attention, or you could say the bad press, has also produced a lot of fear and caution. In particular, many are concerned about the effects AI could have on people's jobs. So we've already talked about job security, right?
Exactly. So that's the idea here. Okay, how secure is your job? Is your job going are you going to lose your job because you're going to be replaced by a robot? I hope not. We continue. Unfortunately, the media excitement is often a distraction that causes people to miss an important point. So it seems like the author of today's lesson is in favor of artificial intelligence. And so he says, the media is just a distraction. All of that bad press is just a distraction. They're missing the point.
You're missing the point. They're missing the point. This is a great phrase for you all to know. This just means that someone fails to understand the most important part of something. You could say you're missing the point of what I'm saying.
That's right. We're all here just to have some fun. Of course, you need to learn the rules of the game, but you're so concentrated on the rules and following all the rules...You're missing the point. Let's just have fun.
And it could be that many people are missing the point of why AI is being, investigated or looked into.
Sure. And so we read here, since AI isn't just one thing, we aren't waiting for it to be invented. Okay. Rather, the technology is undergoing a long development process. And our lesson today ends with 2 short sentences.AI isn't coming, it's already here. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Sounds exciting. Well, friends, you know what else isn't just coming, but it's already here? The SC Challenge. Yes.
All right, friends, for today's SC Challenge, thank you for playing with us. And I also want to thank today's players. Let's find out who they are.
Hey guys, I'm Luke, and I am really excited today to be on the SC Challenge. And my name is Jack. I am also excited and hoping I get it right this time.
All right. Well, I really enjoy having you guys both here on the show. So thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Gabe.
No problem. All right. Number one, friends, is this. Which phrase is a common synonym to artificial intelligence? Now, this phrase appeared in our lesson. A, job security. B, critical thinking. C, deep learning. Or D, big impact. Yes, Luke.
I'm going to say big impact.
Big impact.
Because artificial intelligence, right? You know, it really is making huge, it's changing the way we live.
It is. It's making a big impact. But that's not a synonym to artificial intelligence. There were a few that were mentioned. That was a good guess. Jack, do you want to guess between job security, critical thinking, and deep learning?
Wow.
I know.
I'm going to go with critical thinking.
Critical thinking is important, but that's not correct.
Oh, man.
Okay, guys, anybody want to guess between job security or deep learning?
Deep learning. Go with deep learning.
Luke?
Is it deep learning?
It is deep learning.
Oh,
yes. Nice
great.
Job. That is a synonym. I was surprised too, I will have you know. Okay, so deep learning, artificial intelligence, they kind of mean the same thing. Okay, number two, why are some fearful of AI or artificial intelligence? A, AI could develop feelings. B, AI could affect the job market. C, AI could help medicine. Or D, AI could receive attention. Jack?
Definitely know that one. That's B, AI could affect the job market.
B, and you would be correct. Yes, that is why some people fear artificial intelligence. It might affect your job security. You might lose your job.
Do you think they'll have robots hosting this show, maybe?
Oh, my goodness. You know, they really could have robots hosting this show. Let's just go, guys. No, I'm just kidding. We have one more. We have one more question here. Okay, number three. According to the lesson, what often causes people to have a negative view of AI? A, the media. B, computers. C, inventions. Or D, studio classroom. Do you guys, did either of you want to guess? What causes people to have a negative view of AI? Luke?
I'm going to guess the media.
Luke, you're right.
Really?
You're correct.
Oh, that was just a guess.
Well, that was an amazing guess. Good job. You're today's winner.
Yes.
Nice. Well, thank you guys both for playing with us today. And friends, we will see you all next time for
the SC Challenge.
So, Rebecca, are you worried about your job being taken by a robot?
Do you think a computer or a robot could teach as well as I teach? No, Gabe, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, that wouldn't be very fun anyway.
Yeah,
I don't
really
want a robot for a partner.
Yeah, not really. Well, anyway, friends, we have more to learn about AI next time, so please come back right here on
Studio Classroom.
We'll see you then.
A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.